Welcome to I Wrote This News. Today is January 19, 2022. Here's what you need to know. The Biden administration's new website allowing people to order up to 4 free at-home coronavirus tests quietly went live on Tuesday, a day in advance of its formal launch, and demand already appeared to be significant. A combined total of more than 1 million visitors were on the homepage and the ordering page of covidtests.gov at 1:00 Tuesday evening, more than 40 times as many as were on the government site with the next highest traffic, according to the U.S. Postal Service's package tracking system. Today, the White House will also announce that it is making 400 million high-quality non-surgical N95 masks available, free of charge, at community health centers and retail pharmacies across the nation. The masks will be released from the Strategic National Stockpile, officials said, calling the effort the largest deployment of personal protective equipment in U.S. history. The undersea cable that was destroyed in a volcano eruption in Tonga may take at least 4 weeks to be repaired, said New Zealand's foreign ministry. The cable was severed during a volcanic eruption on Sete, crippling communications and cutting the Pacific island off from the outside world. Houses have been destroyed, at least 3 people have died, and teams have been working round the clock to get vital supplies to the region. Tonga has been unable to establish external contact since Sete's violent eruption severed the country's only underwater sea cable in 2 places. Scant communication has been established since then, enabled through a few satellite phones mainly held by foreign embassies in the capital city Nuku'alofa. Many Tongans abroad have since been waiting to hear news from loved ones. One of the largest contributors to Senator Kyrsten Sinema's political rise announced on Tuesday that it would cut off its financial support if the senator continues to refuse to change the Senate's filibuster rules to allow for passage of far-reaching voting rights legislation. Emily's List, the largest funder of female Democratic candidates who support abortion rights, made the extraordinary announcement as the Senate barreled toward votes this week on a bill to reverse restrictions on voting passed by a number of Republican-led state legislatures. If, as expected, Republicans block the bill with a filibuster, Democratic leaders plan to try to change the Senate's rules to overcome the minority party's opposition. To do that, Democratic leaders would need all 50 members of their caucus on board. But Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, has said she will not vote to change the rules. For years, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has repeatedly warned that humanity is headed towards a catastrophe due to collapsing global fertility rates. "We should be much more worried about population collapse," Musk reiterated in a tweet today. He continued, "If there aren't enough people for Earth, then there definitely won't be enough for Mars. Please look at the numbers. If people don't have more children, civilization is going to crumble. Mark my words," Musk pleaded. In other news, SpaceX is now selling bumper stickers that say, "If this spaceship is rocketing, don't come knocketing." It's time for On This Day in History. On this day in 1861, Georgia joined South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama in declaring secession from the United States. On this day in 1953, almost 72% of all television sets in the United States are tuned into TV's hit show I Love Lucy, to watch Lucy give birth. On this day in 1983, Nazi war criminal Klaus Barbie is arrested in Bolivia. Celebrating birthdays today are singers Dolly Parton and Robert Palmer, Chef Paula Deen, and politician Pete Buttigieg. Happy birthday to each of them, and to you if today is your birthday. By the way, if you or someone you know has a birthday coming up, send us an email or leave us a voice message with a greeting. We will be happy to include that in an upcoming show. You'll find the links in the show notes. Today's news was brought to us by the New York Times, the BBC, The Bite, and Wikipedia. If you have a comment or a question about anything you've heard today, or if you have a suggestion, please send us a note at iwrotethisnews.com. All one word, at thatradioshow.com. That email address one more time is iwrotethisnews@thatradioshow.com.
One more thing, if this podcast sounds a little funny, that's because it's also an experiment. All of the vocals were generated using AI technology. Hopefully the show will sound different and better as the tech improves and as we improve at using it. I'm Bob Neese, hoping you have an amazing day. We'll get together again soon.